today, find out the history and properties of nutmeg, for there is more to it than meets the eye. Next, we take an in-depth look at how the position of Mars in a man's astrogram can have effect upon his relationship. Today, we see how the man with Mars in Gemini fluctuates from fiery to cool. Finally, we take a look at part 6 of the eternal world of Shambhala and to the role of the Bodhisattva on our planet. Under the direct influence of the world of Shambhala, whose role is to help mankind in its attempts to evolve spiritually, the highest ideals of the Tibetan tradition are wisdom and compassion. The meditation today is communion with the spiritual world of Shambhala. Amaris, Tiger Lily and Valentino will be your yogi hosts through these revelations.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris.
Nutmeg. Nutmeg, Myristica fragrans, from the Myristicea family. It grows in the Banda Islands, the Malayan archipelago, the Molucca Islands, and is cultivated in Sumatra and French Guiana. Description. The tree is about 25 feet high, has a grayish-brown smooth bark abounding in a yellow juice. The branches spread in whorls with alternate leaves, on petioles about 1 inch long, elliptical, glabrous, obtuse at the base, acuminate, aromatic, dark green and glossy above, with a paler underside and 4 to 6 inches long. Flowers are dioecious, small, in axillary racemes. Male flowers are 3 to 5 on a peduncle. The calyx is arceolate, thick and fleshy, covered with an indistinct reddish pubescence, pale yellow, divided in 3 and serrated. Female flowers differ little from the male, except the pedicel is often solitary. The fruit is a pendulous, globose droop, consisting of a succulent pericarp, the macerillus covering the hard endocarp, and a wrinkled kernel with ruminated endosperm. When the arillus is fresh, it is a brilliant scarlet. When dry, more brittle and a yellowish-brown color. The seed, or nutmeg, is firm, fleshy, whitish, transversed by red-brown veins abounding in oil. The tree does not blossom until it is 9 years old, and then when it begins to give fruit, it continues to do so for 75 years without needing any attention. In the Banda Islands, there are 3 harvests, the chief one in July or August, the next in November, and the last one in March or April. The fruit is gathered by means of a barb attached to a long stick. The mace is separated from the nut, and both are dried separately. The nutmeg, or kernel of the fruit, and the arillus, or mace, are the official parts. After the mace is removed, the nutmegs are dried 3 to 6 weeks over a slow charcoal fire, but are often sun-dried for 6 days previously. The curing protects them from insects. When thoroughly dried, they rattle in the shell, which is then cracked with a mallet. The nutmegs are grated. First Penang, second Dutch, these are usually covered with lime to protect them from insects, third Singapore, and fourth long nutmegs. Nutmegs have a strong, peculiar, and delightful fragrance and a very strong, bitter, warm, aromatic taste. Part used, dried kernel of the seed. Constituents, they contain lignin, stearin, volatile oil, starch, gum, and 0.08 of an acid substance. By submitting nutmeg and water to distillation, a volatile oil is obtained. The small, round, heavy nutmeg is the best. Those that are larger, longer, lighter, less marbled, and not so oily are inferior. Nutmeg powder, beaten to a pulp with water, then pressed between heated plates, gives from 10 to 30% of orange-colored scented concrete oil, erroneously called oil of mace. An inferior oil is prepared in Holland from the spoiled or inferior nutmeg, and an artificial preparation is made by mixing together tallow, spermaceti, etc., coloring it with saffron and flavoring it with essential oil of nutmeg. After the nutmeg has been collected, the outside, fleshy pericarp is made into a preserve. The mace of commerce should be somewhat flexible, cinnamon yellow colored, in single or double blades, with a nutmeg-like smell and a warm, sharp, fatty, aromatic taste. There is much adulteration and fraud in the nutmeg trade. The essential oil has often been extracted before they're marketed, a fraud which can be detected by the light weight. This renders them more subject to attacks by insects. Concrete oil of nutmeg, often erroneously termed oil of mace or nutmeg butter, is made by bruising the nuts and treating them with steam. The best nutmeg butter is imported from the East Indies in stone jars, or in blocks wrapped in palm leaves. It should be softly solid, unctuous to touch, orange-yellow in color and mottled with the taste and smell of nutmeg. Holland prepares an inferior kind of oil, sometimes offered for sale. It is said to be derived from nutmegs that have been deprived of their volatile oil by distillation. It is found in hard, shiny square cakes, light-colored and with less taste and smell than the East Indies oil. Almost colorless, with a fresh smell of nutmeg, it contains myristin, olein, and otobite. Insects that attack nutmeg only extract the fatty oil. They do not interfere in any way with the essential oil. Medicinal action and uses. The tonic principle is myristicin. Oil of nutmeg is used to conceal the taste of various drugs and as a local stimulant for the gastrointestinal tract. Uses of nutmeg. Powdered nutmeg is rarely given alone, though it enters into the composition of a number of medicines. The expressed oil is sometimes used externally as a gentle stimulant, and it was once an ingredient of the emplastrum piscis. The properties of mace are identical to those of the nutmeg. The dose is 5 to 20 grains. Both nutmeg and mace are used for flatulence and to correct nausea arising from other drugs, also to allay nausea and vomiting. Nutmeg is an agreeable addition to drinks for convalescence. Grated nutmeg, mixed with lard, makes an excellent ointment for piles. In some places, roasted nutmeg is applied internally as a remedy for leucorrhea. Dose of the powder, 5 to 20 grains. Fluid extract, 10 to 30 drops. Larger doses are narcotic and produce dangerous symptoms. Actions. Stimulants slightly narcotic. Recipes. 1. Sublingually, take the seed powder, 0.5 grams, 4 times a day, every 6 hours. Keep the powder for 15 to 20 minutes, and then swallow it with some water and natural honey. 2. Prepare a bitter stimulating drink, a light drink, from nutmeg anise and Colubria elliptica. 3. Volatile oil, 2 to 3 drops, 2 to 3 times a day, with natural honey. 4. As a spice, especially in heavy meals, nutmeg favors digestion and increases the appetite. Its use is frequent, especially with sweets. Important note: in great quantities, nutmeg is intoxicating, so avoid any excess. It gives a state of euphoria with delirium, and it can even provoke death. Mars across the zodiac, a relational perspective. Mars in Gemini. We can't say about this planetary position neither that it strengthens nor that it weakens the Martian fire, but that it determines a certain destabilization of it. These persons can manifest in turns a strong or a weak fire according to their momentary mental tendencies. Thus, their actions are fluctuating and inconstant. They're predisposed to sudden bursts of enthusiasm, a phase in which they feel tonic, dynamic, and having plenty of energy, followed by a sort of crisis, marked by a lack of energy and enthusiasm, and the sudden appearance of a state of annoyance, which continues up to the moment when a new, interesting stimulus makes them active again. We can characterize this position by the fact that their acting power depends upon their momentary interest. Thus, it is better not to count too much on what they say they're going to do, because although they're sincere in the moment they're declaring it, they can change their mind immediately afterwards. Their erotic life is also marked by the same attraction towards original situations and new love affairs. One day they may be totally disinterested in a person, and the next they may be completely incited by their presence, all depending upon their disposition. They cannot understand a human being who has a constant attitude, and they can't stand repeatability. Their actions are based upon momentary interests, and they tend to pursue their interests, even if they're not quite moral. Their actions are strongly intellectualized, their mind being the instance which can approve or reject a certain action, their emotions not being involved in this bargain. The persons who present this planetary position will or will not act depending on the degree to which you arouse their interest. For them, living together is a sort of negotiation. Their will also fluctuates according to their interests, being strong or weak depending on their motivation. Sometimes their actions are only gallantry, sometimes they are sincere, but in both cases they do not act for long because they get bored quickly. The men who have this position are generally characterized by a youthful appearance, even when old, and they're charismatic by their spontaneity and naturalness, even if they're not the virile type of man. They can manifest a whole range of nuances, playing various roles both in society and in private, fascinating by unexpectedness and inventivity, compensating in this way their generally weakened vitality and physical force. They don't like physical effort, and they move around only in order to not get bored. From this point of view, making love is for them not a matter of action, but a matter of mental interest. They're always in motion, and their mind is very prolific, creating all sorts of erotic scenarios that they'd rather imagine than put into practice. Their most erogenous part is always their mind. The women with Mars in Gemini like inventive and intelligent men, with whom to do all sorts of unexpected things. Their erotic life is marked by fluctuations, just like their erotic appetite, but they generally like to do new actions. They're generally not possessive, and they're ready to try their lover's erotic fantasies. Both men and women who have this position have fantasies including a third person, or an exchange of lovers between couples. Not because they have a great erotic appetite, but because they're very curious. Fidelity is not their strength, because they have often the tendency to try new lovers. Their main qualities are a great adaptability and flexibility of action, but their main flaws seem to be inconsistency and the lack of determination and perseverance in their actions. They're very interesting to meet once, but you cannot count on them the second time.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Valentino. Shambhala is eternal. Part 6. The Kala Chakra Tantra system is an authentic spiritual spring, a fact proven by the existence of several great spiritual masters coming from this lineage. For instance, Padma Shambhava, was such a master endowed with exceptional spiritual force, and who had many disciples. Practically all the great Tibetan yogis and sages, Marpa and Milarepa included, were initiated into this system. The Buddhist legends say that Buddha himself transmitted this system to people and that the king of Shambhala invisibly assisted that initiation. He is said to have been accompanied by numerous angelic entities and bodhisattvas. However, we have to be objective and realize the fact that there are times when Buddhism, just as any other religious dogma, falls into the trap of exclusivity. Thus, there are some Buddhist texts in which we find that the king of Shambhala had received this initiation from Buddha as well, and that he had kept it into Shambhala in order to retransmit it to people from Earth when the time came. In fact, this interpretation lacks logic, because the heart of this system refers to the very ways of connecting to Shambhala and its king. The traditional interpretation, according to which any revelations about Shambhala are made under the direct influence and guidance from the king of Shambhala himself, is therefore more accurate. The ideal of Bodhisattva is unique in our planetary spirituality. Under the direct influence of the world of Shambhala, whose role is to help mankind in its attempts to evolve spiritually, the highest ideals of the Tibetan tradition are wisdom and compassion. The most important Tibetan initiations are to this day preceded by sacred vows through which the initiate promises to use his or her teaching and spiritual experiences only to help all the beings in the universe to attain a state of spiritual freedom. The generous Tibetan tradition of the Bodhisattva, exceptional human beings incarnated to support the spiritual evolution of mankind and not due to karmic necessity, also indicates the decisive influence of Shambhala. The ideal of Bodhisattva is unique in the landscape of our planetary spiritual traditions. The Western interpretation of this fact is that the Bodhisattva gives up his spiritual freedom in order to help and serve humanity. However, the Tibetan perspective on this issue is different and profoundly positive. The Bodhisattva is a person who has already attained the perfect divine state of realization, and according to his or her will, he or she offers his or her entire being in a generous and abnegating manner to the task of helping all the beings in the universe. We find echoes of this tradition in the essential revelations of great men of vision, such as Swedenborg and Lorber, revelations concerning the spiritual and angelic realms. The sustained activity in the service of God, through which the angels sustain the spiritual transformation of people, is a divine law of the spiritual realms. The human beings who aspire to attain the state of divine realization have to obey the divine laws, the law of permanent activity and continuous service to God included. Consequently, the ideal of Bodhisattva, to which the yogis aspire, confirms both through its existence and through the manifestation of several Bodhisattvas in Tibet, the direct spiritual guidance of Shambhala. This is truly the subtle universe in which the wise who dedicate their existence, energy and being to God live, invisibly sustaining the evolution of mankind, and helping full of abnegation all human beings who sincerely desire to find God.
Let us perform a meditation on the theme of communion with the spiritual beings from Shambhala. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the spiritual beings from Shambhala. Let us begin.
Thank you. sufletul față de influențele benefice profund transformatoare ale ființelor superioare din Shambhala.
Thank you. credenza che cammina spirituale.
Thank you.
sufletul față de influențele benefice profund transformatoare ale ființelor superioare din Shambhala.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.